heard the expression, love conquers all. The story you were about to hear puts that saying to the test. On Friday night, Ishu Rao and his wife Laura were watching TV at their North Fairview Avenue home. Ishu's 12 and 14-year-old daughters were at the house as well.
We were downstairs and Ishu, my husband, said, "Do you smell that?" And I went, "Yeah, it smells like something's burning." We looked out our window and there was literally flames and fire coming down the hill behind us about a half a mile away. It was surreal. In that moment, you don't even know what to think. We were probably out of the house in 2 minutes.
They were in such a hurry that Laura didn't have time to grab one of her prized possessions. The Rouse got married 8 months ago, and Ishu bought Laura a Tiffany diamond ring.
We were driving out in two separate cars. We're halfway down the lane. She goes, "I forgot my ring. Should I go back and get it?" I was like, "Absolutely not. There's nothing that's worth that risk."
The family made it to safety, but overnight they learned from a neighbor that the two-story house they'd been renting had burned to the ground.
No reasonable person would expect to find anything except what's behind me right now, which is just 18 inches of ash. We were looking for one thing, and that was the ring. I told her, "I will find your ring. I will absolutely find your ring."
So on Sunday, they returned home for the first time and started looking.
We came back and I kind of pieced together the architecture of the house and where bathroom was. It was in the dish that she had left it in, with all this stuff like kind of fused to it from the heat or whatever, melted on there. There it was.
Everything was gone. It was just ash. And what the miraculous part is, he found it right away. It symbolized our whole relationship. The middle diamond was gone, but I didn't care. I just wanted it. And we just both started crying. He just got on his knee and re-proposed to me. And it was so special. It was so unexpected. And of course I said yes again, 100 times over.
While this was happening, Mike Eliason with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department happened to be there. Eliason is a public information officer for the department, but before that was an award-winning news photographer. He's always on the lookout for pictures to share with the media.
I just kind of happened upon it. I was in the area, and we just started talking, and she showed me the ring, and he grabbed it and went down on one knee, and I had no idea this was going to happen, and I managed to take a step back and get a picture because it was over pretty quickly. And that moment was a very spontaneous, very loving moment, and it was just very happy that I was able to get it.
Eliason says what the couple did sent a ray of hope and optimism, not just to the community, but the world.
They lost everything. Their outlook on this is so positive. That's the message people want to cling on to, is there is always hope and there's always good, and that you will survive this type of traumatic event.
The picture of Ishu once again asking his wife Laura to marry him in the ashes of their home has become a beacon of hope amid the destruction. The community has embraced it. It's appeared in newspapers around the world, and TV networks are telling the story.
It was totally, totally spontaneous. Everyone's asked me, "Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?" And I'm like, I think I just wanted to put a smile on her face. I just wanted to make her giggle for a second. You know, it was really, it's a hard day. It's a hard time.
I'm glad we can bring a smile to people's faces through such a tragic time. And this community we live in is unbelievably supportive, unbelievably generous. We've had so much support. We feel so loved. And at the end of the day, we lost our home, which is devastating, but they're just material items. And my ring is a material item, but it made us realize what's important in life, and that's the people around you.
The gutted home's owners, who live in the East Coast, gave the couple back their rentals deposits to help them start the recovery process, and the Rouse have already found another place to live. They have some very special plans for the ring, but they say this now famous symbol of their love will soon be overshadowed by something even bigger.
We went to Tiffany's where he got it. They said it's probably not salvageable. I want to keep it just for the keepsake alone. We were thinking we would print out all the news articles that were written about this because it's so special. We just found out I'm 8 weeks pregnant. So we want our son one day to see all the articles, and just like he weathered his first storm, you know, at 8 weeks.
In Goleta, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.